Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, Maxie. How are you?
Good. How you doing, David?
Well, just I'm glad to hear the Vikings are right now. Looks like they'll play Sunday.
Yeah, the you know, probably because we're a little bit into this season, people don't hit the panic button as soon as they hear that there's a positive test. They vet it, they look at it, they look at the circumstances, and then they make a decision. And it looks like so far that's what they've done with this, is that Atlanta had the one positive test earlier in the week, and then another person, that person for personnel, not necessarily a player, later in the week, and it looks like they're able to look at that, isolate the right people, and move on, barring that, there's not anything more significant than that. Of course, the report yesterday was there were four Atlanta Falcons early on, and that would have been problematic, I think, because of all the people they would have been in contact with before. But you just want normalcy. You want to play. Vikings were in a good spot because they had a bye week coming up. They could delay it until Tuesday or something like that. But they want to play. They want to win a game. If Dalvin Cook is back or not, they still should have a good chance to win this game. Atlanta's in disarray. And it makes no sense when you look at it. Well, probably either team. But Atlanta's got Matt Ryan as a quarterback. He's been very good. Took him to the Super Bowl a few years ago. They got Julio Jones. They got five first-round draft picks as offensive linemen. Todd Gurley's been playing well for them. It makes no sense that this team hasn't won a game. Now, their defense hasn't been all that great, obviously, but you would think that with that, you'd have enough firepower and offense just to win some shootouts, but they have really been struggling so far to get W's.
The Indianapolis Colts, Steve and I were just talking now, they suddenly have a number of positive cases, it sounds like, today. So this is just kind of the theme of the season this year, Max. Yeah. You talk about calling audibles. Yeah. You have to call them before the game.
Yeah, and you almost – the good news is, too, that everybody's anticipating the worst now. If you found out tomorrow the Vikings had some, it wouldn't surprise you anymore, and you wouldn't go to code red and go, oh, the season's over. There's positive tests. You go, okay, what do we got to do? What happened here? How do we solve this? Tennessee set the Tennessee through. I mean, I don't know what they did to throw the whole culture of football curveball. But when you're supposed to, it's so built on, as you know, Dave, practice and repetition and this and that, and got to be there, got to grind it out. Oh, well, we scored 41 points and we haven't practiced in 3 weeks, hardly. So I don't know. I think that's good news probably for the NFL, showing what they can do, because these guys are so talented. All they need to know is where to run through, who to block, and they can lift weights and get in shape on their own. But those are some of the things that have come out of it that I think have been good for the NFL. But it's going to be a tiresome journey to the finish line here. There's no question about that. And we're not even halfway through the season.
Hey, how about St. Michael Albertville? They must have a heck of a team knocking off Wayzata last night.
Yeah, Wayzata's now 0-2. They lost in the last minute last week. Tyler Shaver went a long run for Prior Lake, and they beat him 29-28. Then St. Michael beat him last night. St. Michael's always been good, and they've moved up the classes as they've as that population base has grown out there. Beautiful school out there. If you go out there, it's
gorgeous.
Right off of 94 there. It's just a wonderful complex. But they're good in all sports. They really are. They've got, hockey's come a long way. Baseball, they've always been good. Football, they've had a strong program throughout. So it's not a big surprise. Anytime you hear about St. Michael winning, don't be surprised, because they are now starting to hit their peak in terms of having numbers of kids and all the things that you need to compete at that level. Wayzata's got a nice team, too. I was out there earlier this year with Lambert Brown, their head coach, and they've got talent. This isn't the way they want to start the season, but they've got talent, and they'll be just fine over the long haul. Lakeville North picks up a game late again and then gets beat this time, gets shut out. They scored 50-some against Creighton last week, and they get beat 13-0 last night by Eastridge on one of those, hey, we got to find a game here at the end of the week again. Prior Lake went on and just really routed Edina. That surprised me how bad they beat them. And This is going to be a little bit different, too, this year in high school football. We're seeing some scores that we didn't anticipate.
Who's our Old Dutch Quality teacher slash coach of the week?
His name is Jeremy Culleton. He lives up in War Road, Minnesota, where he coaches the volleyball and robotics team. He's known for creating a positive environment and including everybody, making them feel part of the team in volleyball. He's been one of the people that has helped originate robotics, as it has become prominent in a lot of schools, including working to organize regional competition in Grand Forks and tournaments. Jeremy Culleton making a difference up in War Road, Minnesota, our Old Dutch student teacher coach of the week.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.